The Course of Love by Alain de Botton. Read by Julian Rind Tutt. Romanticism. Infatuations. The hotel is on a rocky outcrop, half an hour east of Malaga. It's been designed for families and inadvertently reveals, especially at mealtimes, the challenges of being part of one. Rabbi Khan is 15, and on holiday with his father and stepmother. The atmosphere among them is sombre, and the conversation halting. It's been 3 years since Rabbi's mother died. A buffet is laid out every day on a terrace overlooking the pool. Occasionally, his stepmother remarks on the paella, or the wind, which has been blowing intensely from the south. She is originally from Gloucestershire and likes to garden. A marriage doesn't begin with a proposal, or even an initial meeting. The sacred start. In the early days of their marriage, and indeed for many years thereafter, it is always the same question for Rabbi and his wife. How did you two meet? Usually accompanied by an air of playful, vicarious excitement. The couple then typically look at one another, sometimes a little shyly when the whole table has stopped to listen, to determine who should tell it this time. Depending on the audience, they may play it for wit or for tenderness. It can be condensed into a line or fill a chapter. The start receives such disproportionate attention because it isn't deemed to be just one phase among many. For the romantic, it contains in concentrated form everything significant about love as a whole. Which is why, in so many love stories, there's simply nothing else for the narrator to do with a couple after they've triumphed over a range of initial obstacles, other than to consign them to an ill-defined, contented future, or kill them off. What we call love is typically only the start of love. It is peculiar, Rabbi and his wife observe, how seldom they're asked about what has happened to them since they met. As if the real story of their relationship doesn't belong to an area of legitimate or fruitful curiosity. Never have they publicly fielded the one question that truly preoccupies them. What is it like to have been married for a while? The stories of relationships maintained over decades, without obvious calamity or bliss, remain, fascinatingly and worryingly, the exceptions among the narratives we dare to tell ourselves about love's progress. It happens like this, the start that gets too much attention. Rabbi is 31 and resident in a city that he hardly knows or understands. He used to live in London, but recently moved to Edinburgh for work. His former architectural practice shed half its staff after the unexpected loss of a contract, and redundancy forced him to cast his professional net wider than he would have liked, which eventually led him to accept a job with a Scottish urban design studio specialising in plazas and road junctions. He's been single for a few years since the failure of a relationship with a graphic designer. He's joined a local health club and signed up to a dating website. He's been to the opening of a gallery exhibiting Celtic artefacts. He's attended a stream of events loosely connected to his work, all in vain. A few times he has felt an intellectual connection with a woman, but no physical one, or the other way around. Or worse still, a glimmer of hope and then the mention of a partner, usually standing on the other side of the room wearing a prison warden's expression. Still, Rabbi doesn't give up. He is a romantic. And eventually, after many empty Sundays, it happens at last, almost as he has been taught, largely by art, to expect that it will. The roundabout is on the A720, heading south from central Edinburgh, connecting the main road to a cul-de-sac of executive homes facing a golf course and a pond. A commission which Rabbi takes on less out of interest than because of the obligations that come with his modest ranking in his company's pecking order.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?